Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg and Mbombela 27, Rustenburg 32 degrees.
Delays around the capital, N14 North. There's delays towards the R101 interchange and Randburg, still dealing with the ramp closure because of the truck crash. It's Malibongwe Drive West, no access to the N1 North.
We start outside the Lanasia Magistrates Court, where a man has been shot and killed. The victim was a witness in an Eldorado Park murder trial. Another person was wounded during the shooting incident, which occurred this afternoon. Here's Gauteng Police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
It is reported that the deceased was standing outside the court when he was accosted by two armed suspects who shot at him without saying a word. He was declared dead on the scene.
Two men accused of killing 9 people at a tavern in Pinar and Mpumalanga have abandoned their formal bail applications. They briefly appeared in the Kapbokweni Magistrates Court today. The matter was postponed to March for further investigations. For more, go to jackarandafm.com and click on news. Families of South African engineers Frik Potgieter and Pieter Haxum have welcomed International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola's diplomatic visit to Equatorial Guinea, urging swift resolution to their detention. Held since February 2023, the two men worked in the country's oil sector. To Switzerland now, where Electricity and Energy Minister José Ntsona Mahopa used the World Economic Forum's Energy Dialogue to put the spotlight on Africa's critical energy access challenges. Ramaphosa is part of the South African delegation led by President Cyril Ramaphosa attending the 55th annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos.
We're likely going to broaden the flow of industrial production, and in that way we are able to power the economies of those countries, get people out of poverty.
Now, at the same time, discussions on geopolitical and economic ties have intensified as U.S. President Donald Trump begins his second term in office. The 78-year-old was sworn in yesterday during a panel discussion at the World Economic Forum today. Editors from around the world shared their initial reaction to the inauguration and Trump's presidency.
Okay, you have African nations saying, okay, well, where are our interests? Because we clearly can't rely on old, you know, partnerships and relationships, be it in Europe. And that's why you see in China, but also in the UAE and Saudi Arabia and other countries around the world having roles in Africa that you couldn't have imagined 30, 40 years ago.
And finally, the renowned independent art cinema, Majestic Bastille in the heart of Paris, opened its doors to a very special audience. Dogs of all races and sizes, accompanied by their owners. What movie did they watch? The Lady and the Tramp, of course. The 1955 film tells the tale of how Lady, a cocker spaniel from a nice family, meets Tramp, a lovable, smooth-talking stray with a heart of gold. I'm Chanel Septimani, het video hoef nie steer die polisie in Gauteng het 'n soektog in Snelpe gestuur na 2 verdagtes, 'n man buite die Lanasia Landroshof doodgeskiet het.
Well, we certainly live in unprecedented times. Verdere besonderhede sal hom kry op die webwerf jackarandfm.com. Click on the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. on Jackaranda FM.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. Baby, you can go and ask me. My life is a mess.